Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have 100% free options and low-cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Isaac Mashman. He helps public figures optimize and scale their personal brand. So, Isaac, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Ana, pleasure to be here. Super excited for this conversation.
Yay. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
It's making things more efficient and more optimized. You know, my business is about optimization, whether that be taking a public figure and improving their social media or improving the distribution of their IP or improving the quality of their content. And I view that artificial intelligence is kind of that tool to where I'm able to use this in so many different ways to where what used to take maybe 10 hours to do is taking an hour or less, or what used to be outsourced, I can now have an artificial intelligence outsource it, or somebody who knows how to operate that AI. And so it's really about efficiency and that pursuit of optimization, which I know sounds so broad, but I know that we'll dive into some deeper use cases. And so long-term, it'll help me scale. It'll help MCG scale. And I'm really stoked to kind of see all the different ways that we can adopt it while still maintaining human touch, because I don't think that AI should be used to replace the workforce in some communistic standpoint. But I do believe that it can be integrated with the workforce to improve, you know, outcomes and ultimately, you know, the results of a given company.
Yes, I think that is very important what you mentioned, because I've heard a lot of people saying, oh no, AI is going to replace us. And it really is not here to replace us. It's here to enhance our performance. So, I mean, that can be one of the misconceptions or misunderstandings. What are some other concerns that you've heard in your line of business from your clients about you using AI?
Well, going into the personal branding space, I believe that every single person has a personal brand. This is my philosophical approach of, like, you know, you're the only Ana Gonzalez who's lived your life, who's went from Austin, Texas and New York City and Mexico City and all the other places that you've lived, and have your friends and your experiences and your interests and your passions and your personality. And when people rely too heavily on artificial intelligence, they lose that personal touch sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know about you, but over the past 6 months, I've been able to spot posts that I knew were written by ChatGPT. And so if I see that post, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this sounds exactly like a prompt that I would have been given that I didn't use. All right, are you using this to replace you, or are you using this to be lazy, or are you using this to improve what you're doing? And that's a huge thing that I see, a big mistake ultimately that people are making just in my space in general. And I imagine that applies to nearly every business, you know, relying too much on AI to do the heavy lifting versus being kind of like the weight bench spotter that helps you up.
Yes, I've seen those posts too, and they're like a slap on the face. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. No. Like, be the player of your own game and not, you know, let the AI play for you. That's not fun.
Yeah, no, it's really not. And, you know, I do think, though, and this is something that I have a client of mine who was a veteran, and he lost his eyesight in 2017 in a horrible motorcycle accident. And he's gone on to build a public speaking career, actually have an event for him tomorrow. And I was talking to him. I'm saying, Kawan, have you ever thought about using AI to ultimately improve accessibility for what you got going on? And that's like a use case that I don't think I've ever heard discussed on like a podcast or anything yet. But, you know, there's this entire, you know, American Disabilities Act that basically requires companies and businesses and websites to be accessible for those with, you know, color blindness or different disabilities. You know, voice, like a lot of times you think about why you would put alt text on like a photo, and the alt text isn't for Google in so much as the one person who's reading that, who might not be able to see, allows their smartphone to read off that text. So now they can get, you know, a visual image of it. And I think that the accessibility aspects of AI. Have you thought about that at all?
You know what? Not until right now. Like, yes, you know, it's something that, you know, that information that you know, but you don't know that you know.
Yeah.
Until someone tells you, hey, this is it. And you're like, oh, that is true. So thank you so much for mentioning it. What is, for instance, let's get technical. What's one practical application for your business that you use a lot?
I have written probably at least a dozen press releases in the past year using ChatGPT, and what I'm doing is, I'm not saying just write me a general press release. I'm feeding the AI the information. So just like you would have an AI video editor, the AI video editor isn't creating the content and the video for you. It's editing the video that you have created. So again, not doing the heavy lifting of creation, but building up off of your creation. And so when I've, you know, wanted to write a press release, whether that's announcing the new company or the dissolution of my old company, or that I'm working on a second edition of my book, what I'll do is I'll say, all right, well, ChatGPT, I need a press release that looks similar to the other ones we've written together and needs to include a quote by me. And then it also needs to be 3 paragraphs long, have this call to action at the end, address these certain things. And so you're really writing an effective prompt, so it's able to make a more effective outcome. And that's just one of the use cases that I've done over the past like year that has just completely made and saved me so much time.
Isaac, this is music for my ears. My favorite thing to do with ChatGPT and in what we do is prompting. So yes, that's like, that was like, oh. So tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, you can find me literally everywhere at Isaac Mashman. You could run a quick Google search or go to my website, isaacmashman.com. I also recently launched a consulting firm out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and we're serving clients internationally. So if you want to grow your personal brand, whether you're an emerging or an established public figure, I'd love the opportunity to, you know, call you a client of MCG and have a consultation with you.
Amazing. So we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks to our guest, Isaac Mashman, for joining us for practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting isaacmashman.com. If you run a business of any size and you have idea or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 and 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart, but for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.